The crash so bad, the police brought up to me.
Ow.
And now, sir, why were you driving the car asleep?
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm sleeping on is the pavement. It's serious. I don't see why Siri can't save me.
Yeah.
She got all of the answers. Right now, my feeling.
Ow.
My fingertip ends at the point of all persuasion. Maybe I should just say hello. I say no.
But
now I use technology to stop itself.
True.
And after everything like Walmart in the cell, I don't see how old devices are still surviving, because my cell phone is more of a palm pilot, steering me to my death. Collision head on, I got a swerve to my left. My eyes left the road though.
I
put it on solid and quiet down the source. No rain like a couple inside a divorce court. And if seeing is believing, put the cell somewhere where vision of it's depleting. Sight of it is receding. Receiving a text, I don't want to respond late. If I had a friend with me, had someone to designate, someone to reply so that the road holds my eyes. Someone to send all of those heartfelt goodbyes. Glove department looking like bars for sale with bars. Don't have enough drive to dodge all of these cars. If I could do it all over again, I must admit that I'd rather ditch my phone and ending up in a ditch. Can't blame anyone, it was my fault all along. If I answer the call, then it might be a call to God. But plenty of different apps on development, hope they work. Yeah, it costs some money, but what is your life worth? As soon as I check my phone, I hit them on head first. Couldn't even read the message, said words do hurt.
One more chance, restricting my vision and binding my hands. My phone's life is in my palm, could you understand? Would you put your own life in your phone's hands? Would you put your own life in your phone's hands? Would you put your own life in your phone's hands? Kill me, almost kill my friend. Would you put your own life in your phone's hands?
You were texting and driving, don't you know that's dangerous?